Welcome to Payment Matters. I'm your host, Jeff Lin. Thanks for tuning in today. On the show, we talk about the ever-changing landscape of healthcare payments and the impact to healthcare payers, providers, and consumers. You can follow the conversation on Twitter at hashtag Payment Matters and follow me at Jeff B. Lin. I'm excited today on this episode. We'll be talking about the consumer payment journey in healthcare and really the impacts of COVID-19. As we discussed in last month's episode, COVID-19, we expect to have some permanent impacts on the healthcare industry, if not the entire world. And really the legacy approaches involved in sharing devices or these interactive mailed payments will be met with really intense resistance going forward. With the aspects of social distancing and a focus on a contactless interactions, we expect that to shift to more of a digital engagement with healthcare. And we do expect a potential impact on the consumer payment journey. I'm really excited today on the guest for today's episode is Mike Trilli. He's a research director at the ITA Group. And Mike, thanks for joining me today. Really, really excited to have you on today's show. Before we get started, would you mind telling our listeners a little bit about yourself?
Sure. And thank you for having me, because I'm equally excited to have this conversation. And ITA Group is a financial services research firm. I've been with the firm now for 8 years and have really focused predominantly in our health insurance and payments practice. So we look at a lot of the market trends that really start at the consumer level and really kind of look at the provider's revenue cycle. We look at the interaction with health plans in terms of payments, and we also get into the employer benefit space and look at how some of those trends are impacting payments as well. Prior to joining ITA Group, I spent about 12 years within the payments industry. So there was a predominant focus on healthcare payments, but I think more broadly across what I'll call merchant payments, including mobile, prepaid cards, and really around payment acceptance. So it certainly, as I've looked at healthcare, I've been in healthcare payments as a whole for about the last 12 years. So really excited to have this conversation with you today.
How do you think what's happening today with respect to social distancing and is really going to change or shift the way the healthcare industry interacts with consumers? And not only that, with respect to payment, how does that change things?
Yeah, I think you sort of nailed it in your intro. And so when we think about it, or when I think about that impact, right, I think it's really twofold. From the healthcare provider side, I think certainly social distancing and just more broadly this crisis has brought about, I think, some real intensity to look at how they do their processes different relative to payment. Certainly, we're seeing more and more payments driving to digital channels. But I think if you really look at the payment experience, there's still a lot of manual touch points. And, those touch points can get in the way from collecting payment. And so when I think about it from the provider side and think about social distancing, I think there's really going to be a premium on collections. Not that there hasn't been, but I think as you start to think about stay-at-home orders and just overall utilization, those visits that you do have, the premium being placed on collecting on those visits will really receive a lot of scrutiny, and I believe a lot of healthcare providers will make some changes. I think the other thing is really around cash flow, right? So as we think about some of these businesses and we think about utilization now and potentially ramping up over, let's just say hopefully the next 4 or 5, 6 months, I think there's a real premium on cash flow when we think about consumer payments, how to get those funds quicker for providers from an operating standpoint. And I think the last point on the provider side that I've been given a lot of thought is really the quality of the interaction or the quality of the touch points. We've been seeing a lot of movement in healthcare around the provider side in terms of having some different types of discussions and tools available for those interactions. I think there's going to be a real premium on how to get out more outcomes in terms of moving toward payment or actual payment on those. And I think from the consumer side, it's real interesting because in healthcare, as you guys well know, I think there's a lot of things to be learned about behaviors of consumers broadly. And we're seeing that in today's environment, right? A lot of different things and ways people are paying, for example, just as an using subscriptions a lot more. So as we think about the I think what we have now from social distancing is I think the consumer is coming to the table in healthcare with a lot more of a noticeable change in their behaviors. And I think the reaction of the healthcare providers and how they interact with the consumers based on these fundamental changes that are happening are going to be sort of the trigger that accelerates more digital means within healthcare in terms of the overall payment experience.
You know, going to digital requires technology. There's clearly technology components, and there's consumer behavior, right? Which one do you think was there technology available before and now it was just about the consumer behavior that was lacking? What do you think was the thing that tipped the scale here, or do you think it's more of a both are lacking right now and there's a rush to adopt these new technology platforms?
Great question. So as I think about it, I think the technology has been there and we've seen a drive toward, at least on the payment side, right? More digital payments, right? Just more from a fundamental online bill pay. I think what the providers have been trying to do as a whole has been trying to change consumer behavior. So consumers are coming into these experiences and saying, yes, once upon a time, Amazon, Uber, I'm doing things differently. And I think there was just sort of some friction there between the providers getting them to convert over into the healthcare mind of thinking. So I honestly think, to answer your question, now the consumer behavior is more pervasive in terms of how they want to pay for things. And I think this pandemic has brought about the real, not desire, but the real activity and actions of doing things in a more virtual environment. And so I think the technology that the providers will now do and think about differently is how they meet that consumer in the middle. So I think the consumers are willing to change behaviors now. We're seeing that. And now it's a reaction by the providers to say, I have some technology, but maybe I need other technology to really make this beneficial for both parties.
You know, so if consumer behaviors are changing, clearly with this broad pandemic here, these opportunities with these providers, like, and clearly they have to adapt. What are the sort of the pain points that you are seeing today with them reacting to this change? And I think we're still in the early stages of it, but like, do you have any predictions on major impacts, either technology or processes for these providers in order to meet these consumer demands?
Well, I think there is, I think from one of the areas that we look at, right, is really the, so I'll even kind of skip ahead and talk to about the patient statement or the bill. I know a lot of investment has gone into the provider side in terms of the point of service experience, right? As we think about the bill itself and we think about a consumer behavior, you know, and we think of social distancing, so we kind of wrap this all together. You know, that digital bill is really a key toward getting a more automated payment experience. And our data has shown that providers that send digital bills, you know, you're going to see the consumer of that who receives that bill pay in an electronic fashion. So I think that's one example, right, of when consumers, they want to do things more on the devices that they have, whether that's mobile, laptop, et cetera. And so being able to deliver a digital bill will then, I truly believe, and our data shows this, that they will then sort of, the behavior is then, okay, I'm going to go pay online. So you're kind of getting rid of that check process, which I think, as you kind of said at the opening, the industry, I think not only healthcare, but other industries are realizing that, you know, we need to have a path to migrate off of check more in a more aggressive manner. And I do believe an electronic bill is one of those tools. So I'll let you just comment on that. But, you know, certainly there's other ways at the point of service. But to me, that's the one that's sort of a big one.
You know, it's interesting, as you talk about these online payments, we recently did a trends in healthcare payments report. It's something we've been doing over the last 10 years. And we saw that we did a report that revealed that 63% of consumers were interested in mobile payment. And clearly, I think that's being influenced by the behaviors. But not only that, they wanted to have the ability to go pay online, go online, get digital on that. And part of this is sometimes the desire to do these things out of paying in mobile or paying online was met with some, the ability to do so was impacted, that there wasn't an ability to do so. And so I guess with that being said here, like as providers are kind of looking to implement these strategies for online payments or self-service, almost like self-service payments, what are the sort of the things that these providers should be looking for in your research studies? Are there best practices or things that they should be looking for as they explore these all, more digital channels to pay?
Well, yeah. So I've seen your study as well, and ITE does one as well. We do it every 2 years, and we call it How Consumers Pay Their Bills, and it's actually in flight this year. And so our data leading up to this year has showed the same trend, right? And so when we think about digital channels, I think it's really, and it kind of goes back to my first answer, is I think, for this market to ultimately break through and work, providers need to have the ability to connect with that consumer on channel and payment type. And I think if we look at where we're at today, so I think mobile is a great example as being a channel as well as, a wallet being a payment type. We're seeing more and more of that in the broader consumer payments market. And I think to your point, it's a little bit limited in terms of availability in healthcare. So as we look at the broader trends and we kind of go into healthcare, there certainly is a need. And from a provider standpoint, as we think about a more automated process, it is multi-channel. I mean, most of the consumers are going to pay their bills at the biller's website. We're starting to see the emergence of bill payment at health plan site. But I think there's also the other channels that are sort of touchless, if you will, whether that's IVR or whether that's the being able to use the mobile device at the point of service. So I think it's really having a digital strategy. The data is all pointing towards consumers gravitating toward those digital channels. And I think by having a robust digital strategy, that's going to allow the providers to have a pathway to reduce the administrative costs and just to reduce the process of sending checks. So it's really having sort of a multi-pronged digital strategy is what we're seeing based on consumer behaviors.
Do you think pursuing these digital payment strategies can help with the rising consumer responsibility and the bad debt that's being experienced by these organizations?
That's a great question. And, I guess before I get into it, I think it's something that the healthcare provider community will have to think about even more, because if we start thinking about what's going on in the early stages around unemployment and the questions around how pervasive that unemployment may get as time comes on, certainly we're seeing a huge spike. But the point being, some of those, there could be a drive to the individual markets and a drive to high deductible plans. So it could be a case where we're going to see more of those types of plan designs in the market. As I think about your question then, I think one way, two things that come to mind. One, pushing digital services up into a pre-service mode in a way that starts to have the payment conversation, what I'll call pre-service or when scheduling is made, and pushing estimation capabilities up forward, starting to have payment conversations. I think more directly in terms of how to help somebody with a high deductible, and again, if we think about the current environment, utilization is down, so the expectation or the assumption is a lot of people coming on the other end of this in 2020 will have higher deductibles. I think it really gives some credence to different payment options, right? Whether it's a payment plan, which still does allows individuals in high deductibles to pay over time, I think is a very relevant option in this marketplace. As well as patient financing, although I don't know if that necessarily helps the deductible, but if I was going to say it, it's just being able to offer ways for consumers in these plan designs to pay down these bills in a way that's consistent for the provider, but also does it in a way that's manageable for the consumer.
Great. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Payment Matters. I'm joined by Mike Trilli of ITA Group, and we're discussing the consumer payment journey. In our trend survey, we saw like almost 60% of consumers received a surprise bill for services, and I noticed you talked about estimation there. In your opinion, do you think estimation could help address some of those consumer concerns tied to the surprise bills?
I do. I think and we're actually doing some research right now. And just in full transparency, I've been involved in the estimation world since 2008. So I've seen that product evolve. As I think about it as a consumer tool, I think a lot of the industry vendors that are offering this tool now are thinking about it in a way that I do think it can make a difference, and because they're couching it or packaging it with a bunch of different services versus going at it and saying estimation is a silver bullet. Estimation is part of a suite of solutions, I think, along with such as a payment plan, as one example, that offer a silver bullet to both the consumers and the providers. So I do think, and as we start thinking about surprise billing and transparency, more broadly, I think having that ability to connect price with service is going to be very significant, especially if we have this backdrop of more consumers and high deductibles. I mean, we already have it today, but as that marketplace grows, the need for consumers to have an understanding will grow as well. And I think an interesting sidelight that I've been thinking about in this market as well, and I'd love to hear your thoughts on this, but we always talk about, you know, the payment experience being a differentiator. So I truly think, as we think of social distancing, as we think of digital, it truly does become a differentiator when you start thinking of consumers that are looking for services. Yes, quality of care is always going to be there, but quality of payment experience and how easy and how digital or automated, how am I not involved in a manual way from a consumer perspective, you know, could be something to bear watching as we start thinking of, you know, which provider am I going to go to in the future?
You know, you talked about consumer choice, right? And I'll say access now to healthcare is, you know, 20 years ago used to be your single doc, right? But now I can go to urgent care, get telehealth and have choice there. But beyond that, I've heard this phrase quite a bit, which is in healthcare, the last impression is the lasting impression. And typically in healthcare, right, it's a unique industry because the last impression is the bill that comes to you, right? And so how often do you want that to be your lasting impression?
Correct.
There's probably a score just based off of how well you're doing related to this. You know, and it's interesting that as we kind of talk about this and we focus a lot on the provider space as well as, you know, I think after the Affordable Care Act, a lot of things occurred on the exchanges where actual consumers were actually buying insurance through these exchanges and paying premiums. Do you expect any shift either in the digital experience for consumers paying those premiums with respect to what's going on within this pandemic?
I would. I think let me say this. Our research bears out that health insurers as a whole have embraced digital in a way that's impactful to the volumes and the transactions, right? I think ACA was one of those things, events that forced a lot of providers to think differently because of that consumer interaction. I think in terms of probably the number one thing, which is can a consumer pay that premium? Insurers are seeing the same things relative to how do we help them get to that payment, right? Because I think, you know, there's a little bit different rules around not paying premiums and discontinuing coverage. But I think in the same sense, putting in some flexibility around, you know, maybe not a one-time payment, but being able to do a recurring payment in a given month, if you will, or being able to potentially defer a payment. But I think all in, providers in terms of choice are pretty good at giving multiple ways to pay. And the behaviors of consumers are, because they're making that first payment on the exchanges by electronic, usually a credit card, there is a built-in pathway to continue down electronic payments. And I think also in the premium space, you know, really a drive towards recurring payment, because effectively a premium is being paid every month. It's really a natural way for insurers and their consumers to, or their members, excuse me, to be able to have that recurring relationship. So not only in the provider space is it the bill payment is the last experience, but I think from the insurer's spot, you know, having that digital payment, one of my sayings is bills and payments drive website activity. And so as they think about engagement and they think about, you know, other things they can do, getting that consumer to pay through that portal then avails them to all those different services around care, around wellness and other things. So I do think there, you know, it will put an even greater importance on driving more volume to digital, driving more volume to recurring payments, and having some flexibility in terms of how they can make that monthly payment in terms of, you know, every other week, every week, et cetera.
Clearly, providers and payers are focused on pushing everything to digital, right? And clearly, there's clear benefits in doing that, especially with the recent pandemic here. So, you know, as I kind of think about this, as the digital engagement increases and so on, and I've heard from other guests, which is they're seeing just increased adoption across the board, that projections that were years out are happening now. Where do you see this going in the next 5-10 years? Right, because clearly you've seen this industry for the last 10 plus years and seen it change significantly. Where do you see this going in 10 years, or better, maybe a different way to say this, where do you want this to go in 10 years?
You know, it's interesting. Where I want it to go, and I am a believer in this, is when I think objectively about bill payments, right? And a consumer wanting to pay that biller, and that's, you know, where a majority of the payments happen. But if I take a step back and look at health insurance, and I'm talking about medical bills now, I really see a shift towards you and I as a member of our health plan going to our health plan and paying bills. I think we still have the bank bill pay channel, but when I think about what a health plan can do in terms of making that convenient relative to paying multiple healthcare bills in a single sitting, I think there's an overwhelming consumer value proposition for doing that. I also think there's the ability of the available of the claims data there. So if I think about the future of healthcare, I truly believe we're going to start to see this shift towards more payments being made through the insurer's site, which is in effect collecting those on behalf of its providers and returning the payment on the back end. But I do think that is where, as we start to think about, you know, what are some of the needs in healthcare, consumers getting more educated about their health plan, consumers taking advantages of services, transparency into data, right? Whether it's the price up front or the claim that was adjudicated, it just all makes sense that you start to see this shift and a more direct relationship there, no matter where they bought their health plan, whether it's with an employer or on an exchange, having that more direct relationship with health plans. And I think providers would like that in terms of helping to solve, you know, some of their collection issues, right?
Yeah, no, the whole industry is working together here for the right purpose here. And, I share a positive view in terms of achieving his goal here. Mike, thank you for joining us today. And for all you out here, those are the payment matters we're tackling today. Thank you to my guest, Mike Trilli, for joining me today for a really great discussion. Mike, where can our listeners go to learn more about you?
Sure. So our website is itegroup.com, AITEgroup.com, and that's certainly where you can find information in terms of how we do research in the financial services industry.
Thank you, Mike, once again for a great episode, and thank you to all of you for listening in today. We highlighted metrics from the 10th annual InstaMed Trends in Healthcare PAMS report. It's a free report to all your listeners, and you can find it at instamed.com/trends. Remember that you can listen to this episode weekdays at 4:30 a.m., 12:30 p.m., and 8:30 p.m. Eastern. You can also listen on Apple Podcasts and Google Play Music, or just say, Alexa, play Healthcare Now Radio. If you have a comment about the episode of the show, follow hashtag Payment Matters or connect with me on Twitter at Jeff B. Lynn.